Malachim Beis, Perek Hei, Pasuk Dalet. So Vayavo, so Naaman came, Vayaged Ladonov Lemor, there's the Adon again. And he said to his master, the king of Aram, saying, Kazos v'chazos dibroha na'ara. So we see he gives credit to the person that he's quoting. Thus and so, such and such, said the girl, Asher me Eretz Yisrael, who is from the land of Israel. So I have looked far and wide for a cure for leprosy, but nobody knows of one. And here, this girl from the land of Israel is saying that the Navi in Yisrael can help me. And I'm one of your most valuable men, so what should I do? Or can I go? Hey, Vayomer Melech Aram, lech bo. And so the king of Aram said, go and come, or go and get there. Bo where? So the Mepharshim say, in front of the Navi. Go there. The Eshlecha Sefer El Melech Yisrael. And I will send a letter to the king of Yisrael in order for you to have safe passage, because after all, we are busily sending raiding parties in and out. We're not in a state of war, but we're not exactly friendly right now. So let me send a letter to the king of Yisrael that you're on a personal mission rather than going on any kind of mission of war. We'll go through diplomatic channels. Vayelech, vayikach biyado, and so Naaman went on his way, and he took in his hands eser kikrei chesef, 10 silver talents, which is the equivalent of quite a lot of money, visheshes alafim zahav, and another 6,000 shekels of gold, the eser chalifos bigodim, and 10 changes of clothes, 10 sets of clothing. So very valuable possessions in the baggage train as he makes his way. And by writing the letter to the king of Yisrael first, the king of Aram is communicating the idea that you can't just go straight to the Navi. It might be an act of invasion or war. It might cause all kinds of trouble. You have to go through the king. You have to start at the top and go through the king. Also, the king might be insulted if you go straight to the Navi. So, Vav, Vayaveh HaSefer El Melech Yisrael Lemor. And so he brought the letter to the king of Yisrael, and it said, Ve'ata kivo HaSefer HaZeh Elecha. Now, when this letter comes into your hands, Hine shalachti elecho es Naaman avdi. I have sent to you Naaman, my servant. Vasafto mitzorato. And that he should be cured of his leprosy, that he should be gathered in from his leprosy. Now it's interesting that this letter, as Rabbi Israel says about it, the language of the letter strikes us as overly terse and concise. Absent are the polite introductions and reverent overtures one would expect in a communique from one head of state to another. So the Radak says about this concept that the Sefer is so blunt, that this was intentional. The flattery may have been part of the original document, but it was eliminated, leaving only the central request. But that, says Radak, is because the narrative in the Nach doesn't bother to include all the flowery stuff. But Rabbi Israel suggests that that might not be so, because later on in Perek Yud, Yehu HaMelech gives instructions with again, a directive to a subordinate. He gives orders in a letter. And this comes from Professor Zakovich's book. He points out that ve'ata and now, or ve'ata with an aleph and you, those are directions, those are commands. So what Professor Zakovich suggests, unlike Radak who says, they left out the flowery part, is that Professor Zakovich suggests that the king of Aram perceived Melech Yisrael, Yehoram, the son of Ahab, as a subordinate to him, as subservient to him. And in fact, we're going to see, and again, the good professor points this out, that in the next couple of psukim, there's going to be panic in the streets when this letter comes to the king of Yisrael. So king of Yisrael is very afraid of Aram. Not like Ahav, who went out to war against Aram three separate times. His son, who saw what happened to his father, is a little more nervous. So that's why we see in Pasuk Zayin, Vayihi kikro melech Yisrael es ha-sefer, when the king of Yisrael read the sefer. Now remember, the letter didn't say, and send him to Elisha. The letter just said, cure his leprosy, ... or else. So when the king of Yisrael saw the letter, Vayikra begadav, he tore his clothing in mourning. He freaked out. How am I supposed to heal somebody from leprosy? Vayomer ho Elokim ani lahamisu lahachios. Am I God to deal death and give life? Now this, because a leper, a metzora, is considered like a mace. Al nosihi kames, says Aaron, praying for Miriam to be relieved of her leprosy. A leper is considered dead, aside from the dead skin cells and the death of some of their limbs. They are completely expelled from society. And so I'm supposed to bring him back to life from his leprosy. That this one, notice the way he refers to the king of Aram, that this one, that the one, he's scared of him, sends me a letter to cure a man of his leprosy. Ki achdu una uru'u, ki misanehu li. He says to the people around him, you have to realize what this means. Please know and see that he is looking for an excuse to start a war with me. Misanehu li. He wants to fight with me. Now, Yehoram must have understood that Elisha was the one that he should turn to. But Yehoram hated Elisha. Elisha had given him Musar. Elisha had said, if not for Yehoshaphat being here, I wouldn't help you at all. And he had seen some of the wondrous deeds, the Nisim and the prophecy with his own eyes, but he was denying them. He had put Elisha out of his mind so much so that when this request came, he didn't even think of Elisha. What happens when you reject Musar is that sometimes you come to hate the person who gave you Musar because you don't want to think about it, which psychologically makes a lot of sense. Even if they don't bear a grudge, you can't bear to be in the same room with them, to approach them. You treat them like they don't even exist after they give you Musar, so you can't get help from them when you need it. Now, Elisha's going to offer the help anyway, but Yehoram isn't exactly seeking it out properly.